Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, making personal loans more personal.
Now, you remember that following a gorse fire on Bray Head during the summer, a sign that reads 8 ERA was revealed. It was placed there many years ago to warn off potential bombers during World War II, and a small group of volunteers have been working at restoring it completely. On the line is one of that group, Aidan O'Toole. Aidan, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Could you describe what the sign looks like?
Basically, it's just made up of loads of rocks. I think there's apparently about 45 tons of rocks in the structure. And it's just on the side, just the southern side of Bray Head.
The word ERA is encased in a box, and above that is the number 8, as I understand it. What's the 8 doing there?
So the 8 will basically just signify that it's a number 8 out of, I think there's 84 in the country in total. They were put there in the 1940s. And they were like just mostly all beside outposts during the war. They're used as navigational aids for the US Air Force, amongst other things. And then they're also used to basically say that we're neutral for German pilots, just to warn them off not bombing us, apparently.
Yes. And when it was revealed during the summer by that fire, was everything in place for the sign, or did it have to be put back together a little bit?
Well, a few people expressed interest, a few of my friends, then a local businessman, Declan Carroll, he's from Seek Ireland. He expressed his interest and he said he'll supply the paint if we want to go up and start restoring it. So we worked on it all, basically all last week. And then on Saturday morning, we started applying paint and my company did a video of it. And basically that just went a little bit viral then. And then people, you know, getting a lot of attention for it.
And so far, in terms of your work restoring it, you've restored the ERA part.
We've restored the ERA part completely. So that's fairly visible from the air and from the ground. So it's actually quite accessible from the walkway. If you walk along the cliff walk between Bray and Greystones, it's only about 50 metres off the pathway.
And are you planning to do the rest of it as well?
Yeah, no, we're over the next few weekends, we're going to have to restore the rest of it. There's a few rocks still to be lifted into place, actually, because there's obviously some missing over time. And then people have probably removed them over time as well. So we'll have to replace them.
And given that, it can be accessed easily by the public, and it would be a bit of a tourist attraction, did any of you approach the local authority and see would they help out?
Well, I approached a few councillors locally here in Greystones, and then also approached the Wicklow County Council. And they didn't express any interest in trying to restore it as such, or they didn't know what the plan was for it. But I think if we left it too long, the likes of the gorse and stuff, it would have been a very tough job to, you know, clear it off after it grows back. So we just took it upon ourselves to do it. And it will be a major tourist attraction, hopefully. Because there's ones in, like, you know, around the country, like Loop Head and Clare. That's a massive tourist attraction now. And then Malin Head and Mizzen Head have both been restored.
Yeah, exactly. And is there anything you can do? Because obviously it was covered with gorse, so it kind of disappeared. What can you do to prevent that happening again?
I don't know. Like, we're basically over the last week, we sort of chopped down the roots, you know, down to the bare minimum. But I'd say over time that will sort of grow back, unless in case we don't maintain it or something. So it'd have to be maintained all the time, I'd say, over the, you know, every year. But like, if there's anybody that has any ideas on how to actually, you know, eradicate it, would be great.
No doubt there will be. This is a radio station. Everyone has ideas about pretty much everything. And exactly. At the moment, it's just the four of you who've done the vast bulk of this work.
Yeah, it was just the four of us. There was a local historian in Bray that basically pointed it out to us even before the Air Corps and the Garda chopper actually took a photo of us after the gorse fires on Bray Head. And we weren't sure if it was there, but he was adamant that it was there underneath the gorse. And we said, look, if it is there, we'll go up and, you know, see what we can do with us. And he was pointing out that it is a fairly big structure, you know. It's like, you know, it's overall the whole area is probably, you know, 3/4 of a football pitch.
Yeah.
So it's quite big. So he was like, I was there going, like, we're around there all the time. And, you know, thousands of people pass up and down that cliff walk every weekend and nobody's ever mentioned it before. So, and then when you actually search for us on the history of air markings in Ireland, it doesn't really show up either. as in it's like it never existed.
How interesting. Yeah. And yeah. And it does look very, and I assume this is your company took the aerial shots of it.
Yes.
It looks very impressive. It must be said, and well done to you. Could you do with some help if people wanted to help? Is there some way of contacting you?
We're looking for volunteers at the moment. So like true, obviously, you know, to help the likes of yourselves helping us out, getting it out there. We're looking for, if people want to email us, they can email hello@neat.ie.
Okay, that's hello@neat.ie. Aidan, yeah. Well done and congratulations to you. And thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Aidan O'Toole there, and who's one of the team who's restored that air sign on Bray Head.